Welcome back to the DBM Academy podcast. I've got a mind bender for you today, something I was reading that completely reframes how company valuations in the age of Bitcoin.
Okay, let's go. I'm ready for my mind to be bent.
So, we start with a simple projection. If Bitcoin averages a 30% compound annual growth rate over the next 10 years, every dollar you hold today becomes almost $14 in purchasing power in 10 years. Think about that, as it is the polar opposite to the purchasing power you would have by remaining in fiat currency.
Right, a classic compounding effect with the added benefit of mitigating inflation in your life, on your terms. We've seen 60% plus CAGR over the past decade in Bitcoin, but it's what you actually do with this information that matters.
Exactly. And that's the pivot. Just buying Bitcoin alone is powerful for sure. But imagine also owning equity in companies whose entire strategy is to sweep its cash reserves into Bitcoin. You're not just getting price exposure. You're also buying time arbitrage on the hardest capital base ever discovered.
I see. So this is a direct shot at traditional finance, because the first thing that any analyst would do is to try to run a discounted cash flow, a DCF model on that company.
Yes, but these BTC treasury companies just demolished the DCF model. The old ways of valuation are a house of mirrors, a glorified guess about how many increasingly worthless dollars a company can generate, all pulled back to the present using a made-up discount rate. The whole model is built on a foundation of fiat that's being constantly debased.
So you're valuing a future built on manipulated units of account. In contrast, these Bitcoin treasury companies are operating on a different plane. Their core asset has a fixed supply, perfect auditability, and zero counterparty risk. There are no future cash flows to guess about.
Exactly. Let's draw a parallel between two compounding geniuses, Buffett and Saylor. They say Buffett buys cash flow compounding in a leaky bucket over decades. Saylor buys monetary energy in an incorruptible vacuum in months.
That's a powerful metaphor. Buffett needs thousands of subsidiaries and perfect capital allocation to outrun the leak in the fiat bucket. The Bitcoin treasury company just needs one thing: time. It's compounding in what we call a closed thermodynamic system.
And that leads to the final point, which is the microgrub. This isn't a growth story. This is an escape velocity story. The Bitcoin treasury companies are executing a strategy to outpace fiat decay at scale. They're not chasing yield. They're acquiring monetary finality. That is clear. When the market finally realizes what that means, the opportunity to buy these assets at their net asset value will be long gone. You'll be paying a massive premium for that escape hatch.
Fantastic. A whole new way to think about a company's balance sheet, and one any pension saver, stock owner, and those with any type of insurance plan should think about carefully.
Okay, folks. We hope you found that journey into modern financial engineering useful. Remember, as an owner of Bitcoin, you are moving closer and closer to the center of the money supply, a place trillions of fiat dollars are moving towards every day, especially via the balance sheets of switched-on companies. DBM Academy specializes in supporting everyday people into this realization, education, and application process. Be sure to enroll on the new DBM Wealth Builder series, where we take you on a 12-month step-by-step journey in how to build your own digital asset treasury company. Hit the link below. We get started in September. See you next time.